My name is Rip Van Wagner from the lovely village of Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA, Catskill and More, 90.7 FM.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in ACRA, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farms radio station WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henry Lowengard of Kingston, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from beyond.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Claire, and I'm from and I'm from one of the rooms in my house.
I am from a room in the library.
I am in my room.
And we're all on the airwaves. Radio.
Listener supported radio for open ears. Oh, wait, what? Why did I just say that?
I don't know.
And we're here this week to talk about books, as usual.
Books we love.
Yay, books we hate.
And that's what we're going to do today, as usual.
Guess what's different about me today? For the listeners, it's impossible to guess.
I don't know.
You have your hair wavy?
Yes, correct.
I was like, something's different with the hair. I was like, is it?
I'm a better guesser.
I'm doing good talk. I'm doing rock camp, I wanted my hair to be wavy, so I put it in two braids after night, and then in the morning when I got to school, I took them out and they were wavy.
Wait, are you out of school yet?
It's session six break. I'm not out of school yet. It's just a break. And then we're going back to school. It's not the full summer break yet. We have a 1 month break in August.
What? You have a 1 month break? Why?
Because we get a lot of breaks in winter and in fall.
What school do you go to?
A Montessori school. We have a lot of breaks. So for summer, it's only 1 month because we have a lot of breaks. My birthday is literally on, like, the last day of school, August 3rd.
Oh, it's very annoying. This is my first year at public school, and we don't have that many breaks. Our breaks aren't that long, and we end June 22nd because we had 5 snow days. And we start August 30th, so summer break is basically only 2 months. But I am so excited because for most people out there that have awesome schools, I mean, I still love my school, but that's like the only thing I don't like about it. But for a lot of people out there, you're probably ending soon. So congratulations.
If you think that August is close, sorry.
Wait a second. You end school in August?
Mm-hmm.
What? What the heck?
What the heck?
Well, it's a short break right now, and then we're going back to school for the whole of July, and then...
What? So you don't get to do, like, any summer camps or anything?
Well, every single break we get a camp, except for summer break. This is, like, spring break, and...
Month-long break? Your school breaks are kind of... odd, but I like it. It's like interesting.
We have like a few little breaks throughout the year where there's 1 week of camp and you get to choose which camp. There are like 2 camps that the school hosts, and then
so you do you have to go
a
to
a big break for summer.
Ooh,
what
do you have to go to one of the camps the school hosts?
No, you don't have to go to one of the camps. This one was weird because you could go to us a morning camp and an afternoon camp, and usually it's just an all-day camp. But there are 2 day options. Rock camp,
ooh.
I mean, for the morning. Rock camp or beating camp. I chose rock. Which would you
What's
choose?
BA?
I didn't say BA.
Oh, what did you say was the other one?
Beating.
Oh, I thought you said BA.
And by rock, you mean like rock and roll, not mm-hmm. like rocks, right?
I'm gonna make, which would you rather choose?
I don't honestly choose either. They both sound
yeah.
good. I like both of those things.
I think that you should choose rock camp because I did rock camp, and so far, it's been the best. I couldn't get to sleep last night because I wanted to go to rock camp again. And you get to make mm-hmm. band art, and you get to print stuff out and color it in, and you get to play instruments.
So you're going back to school when?
June 26th, I'm going back to school.
Wow. That's a cool break system, because then no one else is on break, and then you have kind of, like, anywhere you go to yourself. That's awesome. Mine is just, like, typical school system. We have kind of, like, a Christmas, Hanukkah, winter holidays kind of break in December, and that's, like, a week or two, depending on the year, and then there's, like, a February break, which is perfect for me, because my birthday is, like, right during it. So,
when's your birthday?
I'm on break for my birthday. I don't know if I should say, so everyone who's listening can hear, because I don't want any stalkers. I'll tell you after, though, but it's in February. And then we have spring break, and then we have summer break. And I am so excited because this week is our last full week of school. And then next week, we have Juneteenth off Monday, Tuesday, and then a half day on Thursday. And then I'm done! Except I'm kind of sad because I love my teachers. And this is the first year I'm not in private school.
I sort of like having my birthday at school because in my school, I did public school for 1 year in kindergarten. And birthdays, I never had my birthdays in school. This is going to be my first year. But I know it's going to be different than the public school ones, because in public school, you just, like, bring some cupcakes and celebrate. But I'm excited because I go to Montessori school, and there you get to, like, bring a birthday treat, and everybody waits until you have the first bite. And then after you have the first bite, everybody can eat them. And you get to bring, like, a poster that has, like, pictures of you when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then, for example, for me, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then... you don't have a picture for 9 because I'm turning 9. You just say, now what are your goals for the next year? You like hold a planet and you go around a special little rug and you're like, so family, hold up.
That's awesome.
Tell us what happened next year. And then for me, for example, for me for the next year, they'd be like, and Claire, what are your things for the next year that you want to do? And then you can say, it's now.
I love that. I went to Montessori for preschool and that was actually pretty good. But I'm really sad this year because this is the first year where I'm not at private school. And at private school,
you have like the same teacher for 3 years in a row. And I mean, I love my other teachers, don't get me wrong, but my teachers this year have been so amazing. And I'm so sad I'm not going to have them next year because I love them so much. They're amazing. But I am pretty excited, but also kind of scared for next year because they're like two little people on my shoulder, kind of like in my head. I'm not actually, but
not really
like people. That because one side is like everyone says, seventh grade is rock bottom. It's going to be terrible. You're going to have no friends. But then the other side is like, hey, you're not the new kid anymore. You have friends now. It's going to be so much better. And then I feel like it's going to be kind of both.
Me too. Like, the good things about being in the Luna Malls, which is like the other category, the good thing is I'm not going to be a new kid because it's my first year here. And in Montessori, like, sometimes people are like, you have to be in the first year here, so I'm not going to be, like, the new kid anymore. I'm going to be knowing stuff, and I'm going to be more responsible, and the Luna Malls get to do way much more crafts, like, way more crafts. But the other side says it's probably going to be a little bit stricter, and I'm not going to be able to see some of my little kid friends because they'll still be in the Monarchs, like, only be able to see recess. I'll only be able to see them at recess. And then some of my enemies are also in third grade, and they'll probably move up too. Although I think it's going to be kind of both, and I think it's going to be mostly good because I know some friends in the Luna Malls that are still going to be in the Luna Malls.
You know, I just want to say it's a bummer that you won't get to see your younger friends at recess, but you know, almost
well, I will be able to see them at recess, but only at recess.
Oh, well, you know what? That's actually good because I mean, it's okay. You can still do it because most of my friends I don't have classes with, and I only get to see them at recess and lunch. Speaking of summer, I am super excited because this summer the whole school is reading Insignificant Events in the Life of the Cactus, and it's going to be a whole school summer reading assignment, and I'm super excited for it. And so, yeah.
What's that book about? I recognize the title, but I don't remember what it is.
We haven't really had a meeting about it yet, but I think I read the description once. I think it's about a girl who has no arms and legs. That's all I remember, but it seems
that's
really
sort of creepy.
It's kind of cool, though. I mean, it's not supposed to be a horror.
Do you know if they were they born without legs, or did they lose them from an illness or an accident?
I don't know. I think maybe they were born without legs, but I'm not sure.
See? Read the description.
I don't have it with me.
So it is by Dusty Bowling. And here's the description. Even Green loves to tell people that she lost her arms in an alligator wrestling match or a wildlife fire in Tanzania. But the truth is she was born without them. Oh. And when her parents take a job running Stagecoach Pass, a rundown Western theme park in Arizona, Avon moves with them across the country, knowing that she'll have to answer the question over and over again. Her new life takes an unexpected turn when she bonds with Connor, a classmate who also feels isolated because of his own disability. And they discover a room at Stagecoach Pass that holds bigger secrets than Avon ever could have imagined. It's hard to solve a mystery, help a friend, and face your worst fears. But Avon's about to discover she can do it all, even without arms.
That sounds awesome. So yeah, that's the book. And would you like me to share the one I was going to originally share today?
Sure.
Today, I'm also going to be sharing A Mango-Shaped Space by Wendy Mass. And I just started this one today. I'm only
A Mango-Shaped Space? A Mango-Shaped Space.
Yeah. And I just started this today. I'm on chapter 2, and it's really, 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 so far, at least. To my English teacher, once again, for letting me borrow this. And I will read the description. It's so good, and the description makes it seem also really good. So I'm excited to finish it. Mia Winchell appears to be a typical kid, but she knows she is far from ordinary. She's keeping a big secret. Sounds, numbers, and words have color for her. No one knows, and Mia wants to keep it that way. But when trouble at school finally forces Mia to reveal her ability, she must learn to accept herself and embrace this gift called synesthesia, or lose everything important to her. And that was A Mango-Shaped Space by Wendy Mass. And I actually have a friend who has this synesthesia.
It's where you can see color from numbers.
And sounds. Like, my friend, when he heard songs, he could, like, taste things.
Like what?
Well, his least favorite song was Roar. It tasted like dirty socks. But his favorite song by Billie Eilish, I think it was, like, Where Do We All Go When We Die? Or I think he said it tasted like marshmallows.
That's not a disability. That's a superpower.
I know. I feel like a lot of people think of it as a bad thing, but I find it so cool.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. And they would, like, associate colors with letters and numbers and words.
That's like coding, except for you don't have to remember it, you just see it.
I know. It's so cool, in my opinion. I feel like that's awesome, but some people don't. And I definitely disagree with that, but
yeah,
it's really cool. So who would like to share a book next? Claire, what do you want to share?
So this is a bookish thing. So I'm thinking of at school starting a bookmark making club because I really like making bookmarks. So I'm making bookmarks for books because I find that I have so many books I'm trying to read. I'm trying to find something to put them in, and I just grab a piece of paper and I draw on it, and then boom. So I think I'm going to make a bookmark making club.
Did you say a bookmark making club?
No, sorry. A bookmark making company, just me.
Company, got it.
But it's just me.
Just you, no club. Solo entrepreneurship. That's cool. So do you decorate them, like you draw on them? Or do you?
Yeah,
do you...
I draw bookmarks and then I sell them. Or like I ask people, like, do you want a bookmark? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, what do you want on your bookmark? And then I design themes. Oh, I did a cool theme where this person didn't give me a theme. And I did red, strawberry, orange, yellow, lemon, green, I think, was zucchini, and then the rainbow, but with the foods.
Cool. Well, I have a book I could talk about. A couple I could talk about. I'm trying to decide which one to mention. Well, I read a recent graphic novel release. It's a graphic novel memoir. I'm not sure. I think this one is more a memoir than some that are sort of fictionalized. But this one's called Family Style, Memories of an American from Vietnam by Tien Pham, who some of his work I've read before and really liked. But this is his first memoir. And I'm not sure what age group this is for. I think it could be middle grade or YA, but it follows Tien Pham's life sort of with some big gaps at times, but it's exploring his experience as a refugee and an immigrant to the US. And so it starts off as they are fleeing from Vietnam, and then they end up in a refugee camp in Thailand, and then eventually end up in the US in California. And it's structured around different foods and tastes from that are tied to different memories from throughout his life. So it starts when he is on a boat as a refugee and the food that they brought with them, which was, I'm trying to remember, it was like a rice dish that had some fish taste in it. So it had like the saltiness of this fish and like the sweetness of watermelon. And then there's some Vietnamese dishes throughout his childhood and adulthood, as well as other things like potato chips or a croissant. And yeah, it's a very interesting book. It's interesting to see like different time periods in life and what his family is doing to like live their lives and provide for their family. It was really, really good. And I can read the description, although I think I covered most of it.
That's not cool.
That says, a moving young adult graphic memoir about a Vietnamese immigrant boy's search for belonging in America. Tin's first memory isn't a sight or a sound, it's the sweetness of watermelon and the saltiness of fish. It's the taste of the foods he ate while adrift at sea as his family fled Vietnam. After the Pham family arrives at a refugee camp in Thailand, they struggle to survive. Things don't get much easier once they resettle in California. And through each chapter of their lives, food takes on a new meaning. Strawberries come to signify struggle as Tin's mom and dad look for work. Potato chips are an indulgence that bring Tin so much joy that they become a necessity. Behind every cut of steak and inside every croissant lies a story. And for Tin Pham, that story is about a search for belonging, for happiness, for the American dream.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
That sounds just amazing.
Woo. On a totally different note for a graphic novel, I did want to shout out a Bound by Books favorite, longtime favorite of many hosts on the show, Nimona by N.D. Stevenson, which I can read the description to, but it is a graphic novel. It started as a webcomic and then was developed into
Could you show the cover maybe?
I don't have it with me, but it is, we've been talking for a while on the show over time about a potential animated version of Nimona, and it is finally coming out. I saw the teaser trailer, has a date. It'll be out at the end of the month on Netflix. So I'm really excited to see that and see how they adapted this great story into an animated film.
Story about what?
I will tell you, I will read the description for it because it has been a while since I've seen it. But so it's Nimona by N.D. Stevenson. It is, I'd say it's a young adult, but I think it would be fine for people that read middle grade books too. Let's see. Okay. Nemesis, dragons, science, symbolism, all these and more await in this brilliantly subversive, sharply irreverent epic from N.D. Stevenson. Nimona is an impulsive young shapeshifter with a knack for villainy. Lord Ballister Blackheart is a villain with a vendetta. A sidekick and supervillain, Nimona and Lord Blackheart are about to wreak some serious havoc. Their mission? Prove to the kingdom that Sir Ambrosius Goldenloin and his buddies at the Institution of Law Enforcement and Heroics aren't the heroes everyone thinks they are. But as small acts of mischief escalate into a vicious battle, Lord Blackheart realizes that Nimona's powers are as murky and mysterious as her past, and her unpredictable wild side might be more dangerous than he is willing to admit. Ba-ba-ba. And it was like a National Book Award finalist. It was a bestseller on many
lists. And now they're turning it into a TV show?
It's a movie. So it's not a series, but a movie.
That sounds amazing.
That's actually watching because my mom said that I couldn't watch a movie tonight.
Well, it's not out yet. It's out at the end of the month.
Mm.
The very end of the month. But I'm excited because for a long, long time, for a while, there was a series in development. And at some point, that got dropped. And then all of a sudden, it was in development again. So I'm glad it's finally happening. Excited to see it. Hooray. But yeah, very different than Family Style.
How's it spelled?
Is N-I-M-O-N-A.
I didn't know if it was like some fancy spelling like P-H, like
pneumonia.
I guess I was thinking of pneumonia, but.
Much more pleasant. Well, those are my shares for this week. Before we go for the day, does anyone have anything else they wanted to share?
Keep calm and carry on, man.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't share anything.
Oh, I thought you were just sharing about your bookmark. You want to share your book?
Caring for your pet turtle, because I'm going to get a turtle when I'm 10.
Oh, cool.
Caring for your pet cat, caring for your pet dog, caring for your pet fish, caring for your pet hamster, caring for your pet horse, caring for...
Well, so it's like a whole series.
Pet parakeet, caring for your pet rabbit, and caring for your pet turtle.
That's
the series of these books.
So what made you choose turtles as the pet that you want?
I don't know. I want Hawk and Tom. You might get a pet turtle when you're 10 or something. I want to get one of those little ones that looks really cute. Like
turtles can live a really long time.
Like this guy, except for like as small as this magnifying glass.
Whoa.
And yeah, turtles can live as long as like 50 years. They can live to be up to 50.
Some of them even longer. I don't know about the little guys, but some of those big old turtles.
I think they don't stay little.
I don't know. Some of them don't get huge.
This is it'll
be
fun.
I hope you learn a lot of good stuff from that book so that you can take good care of a turtle.
Oh, I already read all of it.
So you know the ins and the outs of turtle care.
Sounds like a great book for future turtle owners. So if anyone out there is...
Do you have a piece of tape on your nose?
I know.
No, that's just what her face looks like now.
Oh, wow! Rude!
It is what your face looks like now. I'm just speaking the truth. Emily. That's what your face looks like at the moment.
Wow, thanks. For all those radio listeners out there who don't see it, I have my nose taped up so I look like the Grinch. And Emily is, I don't know, because
why not?
Fun. Why, exactly, why not? But Emily decided to be a little rude, little annoying person today.
Why is that rude? Your face does look like that right now. Look at your face. It's what it looks like.
This is not my face.
It is currently.
No, it's a piece of when tape on my face.
When you take the tape off, it'll look different.
It'll look different than my normal face, or it'll look different than it is now?
I mean, probably both.
What?
But, well, probably when you take the tape off, depending on when you do it, you might have little marks on your face.
Yeah, probably not.
Might be red.
Wait, let me see if my nose stays up like this.
I don't think it will.
It stayed up a tiny bit.
This is DIY plastic surgery for our radio listeners. I want to see your face.
Yeah. I'm giving myself Grinch. Okay, I'm doing a full makeover. Now I'm going to do a facelift. Just got to pull the cheekbones.
So while Georgia is doing her facelift with masking tape, we're going to say goodbye to our listeners for the week. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time and DIY plastic surgery. Wait, we'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Until then, we hope you have a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. Wait, you already said that, didn't you?
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.